Thank you. Thank you very much, operator. Good evening, morning, afternoon, and thank you for joining. Gisela, would you be so kind to help me making a roll call?
With pleasure, Olga. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone. On today's WPMG call on Monday, the 22nd of March, we have Olga Cavalli, Jamie Wagner, Chuck Gomes. From staff, we have Ken Bauer, Rob Hogarth, and myself, Gisela Gruber-White. And we have apologies today from Wolf Ulrich Knorden. Over to you, Olga. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Gisela. And I was talking with Ken before starting the call that I must apologize. I have been very, very busy this week with some domestic issues and with a training course that I'm organizing here in Sao Paulo. So I'm in Brazil now. And I could follow the list, and so this is why I sent a message to the list yesterday, if we could have a new version with all the suggested changes and text. And Ken has been so kind to send these two documents, so thank you very much for that. I just could open them just an hour ago. And the idea for today's call, if you agree, is to revise first the document that's called the sixth chapter and try to agree in a certain text and then follow with the other one, but we should focus first perhaps on the first document, if that's a good idea for you.
Sounds good.
Great. So Ken, I give the floor to you. So you know the document much better than me, so could you please help us going through the document and try to finalize it step by step?
Thank you, Olga. I'd be happy to. As she indicated, I would suggest that we just march our way right on through Section 6 of the GNSO operating procedures, or that's where we propose to put it, at least for now. And Section 6.1 is purpose. 6.1.1, there were no... So far, there haven't been any changes other than Jamie suggested putting in a new D. So why don't we focus on that? I responded to that, and Chuck has responded, and then Jamie also provided some thoughts. We just need to decide whether that stays in or comes out or moves to a different place.
The wording is, I suggest, may be not be that, but what we discussed in our exchanging messages was that if there was a consensus building up, or if it was inherent to the methods, this consensus. And I agreed that it is inherent, but anyway, it is a form of consensus that is agreed among all the counselors, that if an average is taken, if this for that to reflect to accept that this average reflects a consensus, this is something that is implied and is indeed, I think, a form of fostering a consensus among the counselors.
Jamie, this is Ken. May I make a suggestion that maybe, I think I understand the point that you're raising, which is that the taking of a statistic, whether it's median or mean or some other thing, we are making a judgment that when we get to a range that's small and a median value, that represents our definition of consensus. Is that the point you're trying to make?
Yes, and even though for this process to be accepted, there is a consensus implied, because even if there was an average, a median, if the process comes to an average, and I don't accept this average as reflecting my opinion or my possible agreement. If I disagree completely with this average, then the whole process is in jeopardy. I mean, it's mean,
lacks something. Yeah, this is Ken. I think I understand. May I suggest that that it's less of a purpose of the work prioritization program than maybe a factor or maybe we need to say that down in the place of further on in the document where we actually discuss the building of this group consensus, and maybe we need to make our assumption clear there. I would just move it from purpose there down a little bit further.
Ken, this is Chuck. A little different approach, although I haven't got the answer to the title. I don't think consensus building is a purpose, but I do think that the sentence that follows is a purpose, to have a method to reach a reasonable consensus on priorities among counselors in the GNSO community. I don't know what to replace consensus building with, but I think the rest of that really is a purpose. I don't believe, though, that like you're saying, I think, that consensus building is a purpose, a general purpose of this of prioritizing projects and the methodology. It certainly is consensus building with regard to priorities, but that's a much narrow aspect of consensus building, and more often people, when they think of consensus building, is the policy process itself and so forth. Does that make sense?
I have a question. Maybe Chuck can help me more than what I understand. I think that we already have some consensus building methodologies in GNSO. And am I wrong if I think that this should apply to all what we do? Or I don't know if you understand my point. I mean, we already have some consensus methodologies for different things that we do and we agree. Is not that applicable for this?
Yeah, it does. We do have. Again, I think the basis of D is right. It's the title that I have a problem with.
This is Ken. Let me make some suggestions there. I mean, what we could possibly just title it methodology, colon, and then say to develop a discipline and calculations that would purport to, I'm trying to wordsmith it out loud here, but the idea would be we are coming up with a methodology that is the equivalent of reaching consensus mathematically or arithmetically or statistically or something. Is that the idea?
So what we would say is methodology, colon, and then to have a method to reach a reasonable consensus on priorities among counselors in the GNSO community.
Yeah.
I could live with that. That's better to me. What do you think, Jamie?
Well, I think we have a semantics problem here because consensus building is something, is an expression that in the context of GNSO has a precise definition, I think, in the operating procedures. Relating to policy making. When I was talking about consensus building here, it's pertaining to priorities. It's consensus around priorities, and I even though I agree this is a narrowing of the large consensus building among policy making, I think it is an important consensus to have consensus among in respect to priorities. If people disagree with respect to priorities, they will disagree. This is a fundamental consensus that we think we should have. Otherwise, it would be many fights on where to put resources and efforts.
This is Ken. I'm wondering if we should stay away from the word consensus, since it has other meanings in the community, and what we are trying to do is to come up with a group agreement approach. This is a technique for reaching group agreement on a rating. And if we use the if we leave the term consensus out, then we don't clash with other meanings that it has inside of ICANN.
Okay, okay. That's okay for me. It's, I just didn't realize that there was such a strong concern or built interpretation of this wording, and I agree that agreement can be a good replacement.
So what we're really talking about, okay, so I still like starting off with methodology, colon, and then say to have a method to reach a reasonable agreement on priorities among counselors in the GNSO community.
Okay. This is Ken. I'll try. I still have some concern as to whether that's a purpose of work prioritization, but I'll defer, obviously, to the team's agreement, and I'll just go ahead and make those wording changes as we discuss.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, because we're saying the goals of work prioritization are, yeah, you're right. It doesn't. It really isn't a goal of work prioritization itself. The methodology, what one of our goals as a group is to, and the council is to have a methodology. So you're right. We probably should find another place.
Right.
For that.
I always look at it this way. We do work prioritization for what reasons? And one of the reasons I don't think is to build consensus. Consensus building is a portion of the work prioritization methodology or approach, but it's not the reason we do it.
But
that's all I'm saying.
But think, Ken, that it's inherent to the methodology. When we do any prioritization effort among in a group, what we are trying to have in the is a group, if not consent, agreement on which are the priorities. And if just imagine, just leave without this purpose, and so that then we will have a priority without having agreement. It cannot be. It's inherent, and this is the just because it's inherent and obvious, this is not the reason for it not to be stated. One of the main goals is to have agreement between all the counselors and all the FGs as to which are the priorities, where to put effort and where to put resources.
So there's a fix to this, I think. It's not the method that is the purpose. It's the reasonable agreement that's the purpose.
Reasonable agreement on priorities is what is sought, independent of the method.
So did you follow that, Ken? It's an easy fix, I think.
You just want me to change the word methodology.
Just take out, it's not to have a method. It's to have a reasonable, or to reach a reasonable agreement on priorities, okay?
Yeah.
So if we take out the method part, the method is not the objective.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll try to wordsmith that, we'll use the word agreement. I'll also try to make sure we replace all uses of the term consensus in the document with agreement in the annex as well, so that we don't run into different opinion about the words.
That's good. Hey, could we back up to B? I'm sorry I didn't catch this sooner, but and maybe it doesn't need to be caught. But it says to help the council redirect limited resources where needed. Wouldn't it be better to? And unfortunately, it overlaps somewhat with C, and I don't see any easy way to avoid that. But it's not just a matter of redirecting resources. That is one possible outcome. Would it be better to say to help the council manage limited resources where needed? Redirection of resources is just one possible way of managing. Now, again, it overlaps with strategic management as well, but I don't see an easy way to avoid that. And one of our goals is not necessarily to redirect resources. It's to manage those resources, some cases of which will mean redirecting them.
Mrs. Ken, that makes sense. That makes sense to me.
It's a more general term.
Yeah, right.
Managing and redirection.
Yeah.
I made a note to take out where needed, but I guess we can leave where needed in place, right?
Yeah, I think that's okay.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so yeah, redirect, I will change that to manage. That is a more general term. Sounds good. All right.
Yes.
Are we okay on 611?
Yes.
I'm having trouble here trying to enlarge the reference. How can I do that?
Yeah, it's a little small.
I have it at 150% at the top. Do you see a slider at the top where you can change the...
No, I don't see it.
I don't see it. Oh.
Ed, hang on a second. Let me try something.
Now I see it, but I have the problem I told you.
Ah,
it landed.
Thank you. I got
okay.
it. All right.
I'm sorry, guys.
I
put it on sync so that when I move it, it would move for you, but apparently it doesn't also grow the size. I have it very large on my screen, but it doesn't much show up that way to you.
Yeah, no, that helps a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So you guys can make that as large as you want, but you're going to have to now control as we move through the document. You'll have to slide up and down because I'm no longer
mm-hmm.
controlling it for you. Okay?
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
All right, so I'm on 612.
Looks good to me.
And I think, it looks like it shows a change there, and I think that came from something Wolf had done, but I don't think there is a change there. It's I added personnel and budget resources, or somehow we added, I think somebody added budget there.
Which is good.
That's all, everything's okay on 6. All right, so I'm just going to make a note, 6.1.2, accept changes.
I can live with them.
Yeah.
Okay. let's go to, I'm going to scroll down now to 6.2, and there were no changes to the opening paragraph. There were no changes to 6.1.2. In 6.2.1, thank you. In 6.2.2, I noticed that my nouns were getting mixed up. What I would like to suggest is that we use the term category when we refer to prioritized and non-prioritized, and the word classification when we refer to pending, monitor, implementation, inactive. And so all I was trying to do was to stay away from changing those nouns and moving them back and forth.
But then it's Jamie. Wouldn't it be better to define category and class? Class referring to the four classes and categories to the two categories prioritized. And then define these two words. And
well, the classifications are essentially defined in 6.2.2, right?
Chuck, this is Ken. I think what Jamie's referring to is maybe we at the very beginning we say we are using the term category to apply to prioritized and non-prioritized, and we're using the term classification
yes.
to apply to the type of...
Oh, okay. Okay, that's good.
In the very first paragraph, I'm suggesting
yep.
the very first paragraph to open... two categories, I don't know how to pronounce this, prioritized and non-prioritized, and prioritized projects are subdivided in four classes.
Yeah,
that's good.
All right, I'll work that into the opening portion of 6.2, and then I'll try to make sure we use those terms consistently throughout the document, and if you guys can catch me if I make an error somewhere.
Okay.
All right. Moving along then in 6.2.2D, letter D, we have a comment there, and that was from Jamie.
Yes. Oh, well, but I think I was, there was a clarification by Chuck that there are different tasks for implementation and for policy making. So if the steps are different, my comment doesn't make sense.
Rob, do you is that a correct statement on my part?
I think Rob is not in the call.
Oh, no, I'm on here. I was muted. I believe that's true, Chuck.
Oh.
I mean, it may not be universal, but for the most part, I think it's true. And in cases where it's not, we might have to deal with it differently. But generally, it's been true to date.
Okay, this is Ken. The next, if we're okay on that one, then the next one is a comment of. Oh, that was Liz's comment. On consider it's blue. It's colored on mine. It's the last phrase in D. And she was asking if we were referring to implementation issues that might be taken up by the GNSO in the future. Chuck responded to that. I don't think so. The intent, as I recall, and then he answered that. That answer was also what my understanding was. And so I just, is everybody okay if we just leave that the way it is?
Let me just catch up. We're referring to implementation issues that might be taken up by GNSO in the future. Yeah, well, I think this is why I brought about the text here demands that counselors, when they make their prioritization exercise, should take into account the possible burden of implementation projects on the staff. And then Liz came up with this, suggested, in her question is implied that the trademark SPI project would be such a project, an implementation project that would require this kind of consideration when prioritizing. Then it came to me the question that if we leave this, the implementation projects out of the priority, and we consider them as already taking part of the staff resources or the resources, then this, in the end, is equivalent to give them a higher priority. I mean, they are first considered, and then they have the resources. But if it's not the same resources, then we have not to. There is no need to consider implementation projects.
Right. And that, I think that's true in most cases. And when it's not, we might consider an implementation project like we did with STI or IRT, whatever. We would probably then lump it back into the prioritization exercise. So there will be cases where there's an exception because the IRT was really an implementation exercise, but it did require GNSO resources and staff resources, the same staff resources again, same category of staff resources.
So this is Ken. It sounds to me like this discussion is leading toward deleting everything from the word while through GNSO, in other words, the entire second sentence. Let me just give my reasoning. So it's not, if a project is in implementation, then we are concluding it's not utilizing community resources and it's not using GNSO policy staff resources. If it comes back to the point where it's doing either of those two, we put it back in the table one list and we put it in the prioritization process.
I think that's correct. This is Chuck.
I agree. This is Olga.
This is Rob. Is it simply a case of the term in the staff being a little bit too broad? Essentially, you are distinguishing between policy staff and, for example, services staff. Is that a worthwhile consideration?
I think it is, Rob. Now, another thing we could do instead of just deleting that sentence, and I'll just throw this out for thought, I'm not opposed to deleting it. What if we were to change that sentence to say, to the extent that community resources are not directly being used and policy staff resources are not being directly used, a project may not need to be prioritized. Now, again, I'm not pushing that. I'm just throwing that out because that's, I think, consistent with what we've just been saying.
Well, this is Jamie.
If it's in the same space of throwing ideas, I want to remember that when we first came to this classification, those classes, they were related in the beginning to the status of a project. So the project would be in full running or it would be suspended. But then, at first, I was thinking that implementation was a phase and not a status. That when it finished policy making, then it would many of them enter an implementation phase. This is not a status of suspended or on the go, and that's why I thought those implementation projects would also have to be prioritized. But since we are not anymore using the if the goal is to manage resources and those resources, those implementation resources are not the same, I wonder if it will be a status or a phase. I mean, to declare that some project has reached implementation phase, and as I understand, some implementation projects could require community resources.
And this is Chuck again. I hate to bring this up, but I think we're going to have to go back and revisit the definition of the implementation category. And the reason being is that there are some implementation projects that will kick back into the prioritization schedule. So what we mean by that implementation, what is it? Is it a category or classification? I forget.
this is Ken. I have a recommendation that may solve this. Let me give it a try. Is that okay?
Yeah.
So I would leave it the way – I would leave what we have, but I'm going to read it and do my best to – I want to incorporate portions of the second sentence into the first one in this way. The work effort has completed the recommendation phase, has been approved, is ready to begin or has already started implementation, comma, and is no longer consuming large amounts of community and or policy staff resources, period. If any of those are false, it goes back into the prioritization list.
Yeah, I think that's good.
But I think this resolves our conflicts here, but I mean, it's not a general. What I tried to remember in my previous comment was that there is a general understanding of an implementation phase. You know, but now we are kind of narrow this general understanding to a specific definition in our context. I always have some fear about that because it creates a different language, a jargon of the community. And if we could, I would always prefer to stand to maintain general interpretation of a word. I don't know if I made myself clear, but okay, I think this resolves our conflict, but it will create future understanding problems. I think so.
This is Ken. I recommend also removing the word phase. I'll just call it implementation and then put the paren with implem and then the language I just read, but take the word phase out. Because you're right, that does kind of imply that it's part of an overall GNSO managed thing, and this is the implementation phase. But in ICANN, it takes it out of the GNSO when you go to implementation.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Well, removing the. Yes. Okay. Removing the. I think phase. Removing the word phrase. I think it gets more. Because we are defining something that is a very specific meaning within this context. And I think we should not use a wording that may have a general understanding that is different.
Okay, this is Ken. I'm just summarizing that then. I think we're finished with 622D. I'm going to remove the comments. I'm going to make the changes that I just outlined. And any other discussion on that? Okay.
I would also remove the council needs to understand the impact.
Yes.
On staff.
Yes. The way I wrote it on my notes here is delete the entire second sentence and then put in the stuff I read. Yeah. Okay. Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you. So in 6.2.3, it looks like we have a comment. Jamie, it's yours.
Let me see. Well, now I narrowed, enlarged it too much. Okay. The point is, I think is that I feel here that After submission of the staff's recommendation to the chair, the GNSO Council will modify any classification, if necessary, and approve the final prioritized and non-prioritized project list prior to beginning a prioritization effort of staff. Well, I think that we are mixing two things here, categories and classes. And I think that at first, to modify a class, a project is, now it's suspended. I think we should have a formal method to declare that the project is now suspended. And this formalism should not be of the kind of create too much bureaucracy. I mean, I suggested a way the chair declares this class modification, I mean the reclassification of a project in front of some evidence that can be provided by the staff. And if there is no opposition, this will be ratified by the next formal and regular prioritization session that will take in each, 4 months or each once a year. If there is an opposition from any counselor, then I suggest a special prioritization session should be called to decide on this new classification. Did I make myself clear or not?
I think you did, and again, I thought you did in your note, and I was okay with what you suggested.
This is Ken. I'm not sure I know how to actualize it. I don't know how to write. I'm not sure I understand. Then maybe I don't really understand it at this point. So before we start a prioritization effort, we have to get clear on the list, just as we did, right? we took our time and we put things in list one, table two, and we said, okay, these are the projects we're going to work on and these are the ones we're not going to work on. That has to be done by the council. The methodology that I have proposed in this draft is staff makes a recommendation.
Yes,
as to the, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Yeah.
Please. Maybe I'm confused with one word that you used here. Council will modify any classification, because classification refers to the four classes and not to the two categories. That's why I'm you in item 6-3, you say that after submission to the staff's recommendation of the staff's recommendation to the chair, Financial Council will modify any classifications. I mean, modify any classification is to modify if it's we are talking about the four classes. Yes, community pending, monitor only.
If you think that if we change the word classifications to categories, does that solve the problem?
Yes.
Okay, I'll make that
but
change.
But still, we have to deal with the problem of changing in classification after.
Yes,
because how?
This is. I'm a little bit tangled up here because what puts something in a different category is the classification. They're interrelated, and so we can call prioritized and non-prioritized categories.
Yeah,
but
okay.
What makes a project put in table one or table two is its classification. The classification is what makes it go one place or the other. What I was suggesting here, staff is going to come up. They're going to come along and say, hey, before the next prioritization, we think that project Y, needs to be implementation. It used to be in the prioritized list. The chair is going to, put that notification out to the council, say, anybody have any problem if we move Project Y from prioritized to implementation status or classification, and therefore it gets categorized as non-prioritized? Everybody says that's fine, and now the lists are complete, and then we start the – if somebody says, no, I disagree with that, then they have to be discussion, and somebody will have to figure out how that gets done. Should we – I don't know whether we need to make a ruling about how that gets finished. Or
No, Ken. And now I think I understand where my point is. That because you are referring here in this paragraph to the first session, the first prioritization session.
No,
and
I wasn't.
I'm thinking about the process in a regular. How will it? How will be the status of a project be changed? How the classification of a project will be changed? The class of a project will be changed.
Yeah, Jamie. This is Ken. I was not in 6-2-3. I was not referring to the first one. This would happen any time prior to any prioritization effort beginning, whether it's annual or it's called. The staff would be asked for recommendations to make to the status change of any project. And then the council would discuss those, agree or disagree, make any modifications that the council could overrule staff's recommendation. And that's what I was trying to get at here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what I'm bringing about this is we would have to wait for a council meeting to modify. Well, some project is suspended, and we will have to wait for a council meeting, or even to call for a new meeting in order to change its class. And I was devising a process that would take effect immediately, and would not remove councilors or the council authority to overrule some decisions. my process just.
This is Ken. What I had thought would happen is, let's say we're coming up on the annual time before an ICANN meeting. We're about to do a prioritization. Let's say it's our third one. We're 3 years into this, right? And just before that, the chair of the GNSO Council says, okay, in preparation for our session that we're going to have to do prioritization this year, we want to get the project list straightened out. I have table one. I have table two. We have a short item on the regular council meeting agenda that precedes that, and we go through and they say, now, staff's recommending we make four changes to the list. We're going to put these over here and these over here. Is everybody okay with that? And once that's done, that could be just a regular council agenda item. Then the meeting gets scheduled to do the prioritization based on the prioritized categories. That's how I envisioned it. Maybe I didn't say it very well.
Yeah, it's okay. It works. I only mean that in the interim, between two prioritization sessions, a project that was active can become inactive, and it will be recognized only at the next regular prioritization session, or it will be declared inactive. What I was suggesting is it could be declared inactive by the chair, and this decision would take full effect as to priorities sake, for priority sake, immediately, and not have to wait for the next prioritization, regular prioritization session. I mean, and if there was an opposition, then it would wait, or there would be called a meeting only to solve things out. Do you understand it? I'm not sure if my suggestion is not understood because of my poor English, of it's not understood because it's too new or time-consuming.
This is Ken. I think part of the problem it may be that we are in a scope section of the document, and we're not in the methodology section. In the methodology section, I think the very first step that I've recommended, this is down in 6.3, is to confirm the prioritized project list. So that let me think about this. I think what you're saying, Jamie, it sounds like you want there to be flexibility to change the classification and category of projects at any time, not just when we're doing prioritizations.
Yes.
Okay. And so, okay,
What I was not realizing is that when you change the classification, and I think some of the, there is a mixture, some of the classifications refer to status and others to phases, but well, and I think inactive and suspended, pending from something is referred to status, and in this I mean to inform the community that project is now pending from it's something that I think should be done as soon as possible, as well, we are now pending something. Well, the staff recommends to the chair. The chair declares, well, this project is now pending from this information or this action from the other groups of ICANN, so it's not anymore a prioritized project. It's, and this information has effect on resource allocation, I think.
This is Ken. I think I see another issue here, problem, and I know what's coming up. This method, this whole Section 6 and the annex are primarily written to do one thing and one thing only, and that's to get a prioritization done. It is not intended to write the prescriptions about how the council should manage the prioritized projects after they're prioritized. It's only to get the prioritization done. Now, as you've heard me say before, and I believe this very strongly, that prioritization is only step one of a much bigger discipline of the council to manage the project workload, but that's not what this section and the annex are purporting to do. The comment that you just made about changing the classifications midstream doesn't have a that has no place to fit in here, because this whole method, this whole Section 6, is all about prioritizing. And so if we're between prioritizations, we are not in this Section 6 at that point. We're somewhere else.
Well, okay, that's an understanding I had not. I should read this with this overall understanding.
This is Ken. Does what I just said make any sense?
Yes, but it was not the filter I had before.
Yeah, and it just occurred to me that if we try to write into this section the various aspects of how the council is going to use the information about the priorities, I think we're going to get tangled up a little bit. I would almost suggest that we have a Section 6.5 or 6.6 or something down the road later that says, okay, now that the prioritization is done in 6.1 or 6. Whatever we're talking about, now we have what is it we do with this work? And that's a completely different question, and we have not dealt with that question yet. And
when I asked you if you were referring to a first prioritization, you said, no, I'm referring to the prioritization process, not only the first one to have a prioritization, but the others also. So then, this interpretation that is the first, is something that even you have not.
No, I stick by with what I said. This is Ken. I was not referring to the first prioritization, and I'm still not. But I am referring to a formal prioritization step, meaning that the only time that this Section 6 comes into play is when it's time to do a formal prioritization. Now, it doesn't have to be only once a year, but if the chair calls for one, right, let's say that a number of project statuses have changed and the chair says it's time to do another prioritization, that would be Section 6.
Okay.
This is Chuck. I'm struggling a little bit here. We seem to have gotten off onto a lot of other directions. If I look at 6.2.3, it discusses how to change categories and or classifications. And what I thought Jamie was suggesting is a simpler process for doing that. That after the staff makes recommendations, the chair could make a decision on that, and then provided there were no council objections, it was done. Now we're going off into lots of other things. I'm confused.
It's the same thing. We still are in this. But what Ken is explaining right now is that the purpose of this session applies only to a prioritization session and not to what happens in between sessions. And my recommendation of changing status is something that applies to between sessions that can be approached in another part of the document.
So you weren't recommending that this that easier approach for the regular prioritization sessions or even special prioritization sessions. You were recommending it for in between.
I mean, Chuck, my recommendation in the end is in a prioritization session, it tends to be equivalent to what is written here. I was referring to a more expeditious way to change the classification in between formal prioritization sessions in order to take effect immediately and not have to wait for a regular prioritization session that may take a year to occur. Yes, I was referring to, as to your answer, I was referring to what happens in between.
Okay.
This is Ken. I don't see an easy way to do that because we've decided now to do these only once a year formally unless there's a special reason to do it. And we're into a sort of a different area. We're talking about now, how does the council work with the prioritization list? How does it manage it in between prioritizations? What does it? And we don't change the priority, but we might take a project from table one and put it in table two, and that isn't something that's covered here because this is trying to just get the prioritization itself done.
And this way, and it would not only apply to a full prioritization exercise, but also one when a possible new project is introduced.
But the problem, I think we didn't tackle this problem, Ken, and I think it's missing. We still have to deal with the problem of a new project, but we also have to tackle the problem of the removal of a project from the prioritized list. And that can occur because of the project expanding from some input from the board, for instance. Then what I was suggesting is that we might have a session that creates, acknowledges this changing of a classification of a project and with a method to do that. And this method I suggested to be the chair would declare this change. I think we, even though we didn't, you didn't put in this first document, I think we could add a session on this, how the removal of a project from the prioritized list that is done by its reclassification. In some instances, it's obvious.
Well, yeah, this is Ken. That's fine. I think I said that earlier. We can create additional sections or maybe even a new chapter. In fact, at one point, I had thought that we might retitle this whole thing not GNSO Work Prioritization, but GNSO Project Management or GNSO Work Management. And prioritization would only be one sub-chapter or subsection of that whole document. And I think there's an awful lot of things we have to talk about when we get into the management issue versus just the prioritization issue. And I don't know that we have time to tackle all that between now and April 13th.
Ken, this is Olga.
Mm-hmm.
I think that you made a good point. And the task that we have been assigned by the GNSO is developing a methodology for prioritizing the projects, not finding a broader way to manage all the projects. So we should focus maybe on our mission.
Let me ask a question. This is Chuck. We've spent an awful lot of time on this one point. How critical is it to spend so much time on it? I'm having trouble valuing the importance of it. I know we can deal with it when it happens, but is this so critical that we should be spending half of our call on this one issue?
No, it's, okay, but I think what can reducing the scope of our work and for me maintaining the scope of our work, it's this can be left for other work or other discussion that will happen after the prioritization.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. This is Ken. I noticed we're at the hour point. We still have. I had kind of hoped we would get through this entire document, and we still have a ways to go. Let's. Olga, any suggestions?
I can stay for maybe half an hour more, but I don't know if you guys are able to. Or maybe we can work up here and work in the list with the rest of the document and revise it and agree in some changes.
Well, we've had some discussion on lists.
Yes.
Are there any other issues that need to be discussed on the call, or is there pretty good concurrence on the rest of the edits that are shown?
There are some comments. This is Olga. There are some comments in the next paragraphs, but not. I don't think that there are major ones. Perhaps, Ken, if you could... you drafted the comments in the right part, and do you find very big issues about a final text? Maybe you can take those comments out and present as a first draft of the whole document, and maybe we can read it and agree on it. That would be very good.
I thought that's already been done.
Yeah, me too. But we started going through the comments again.
This is Ken. I find myself ill-equipped to determine whether something that is major or minor, because as we just discovered, 30 minutes we spent on a topic. I think that's just the nature of the group work. Any one of these comments could take an entire hour-long discussion if we decide that it merits it. I'm not sure I can do much more. I've put comments in. Other people have comments, but we don't have any consensus, and we haven't discussed whether what one idea is better than another. They don't all agree. I definitely can take a staff point of view and say this is what I recommend and write it up that way, and then you guys can look at it.
Which of the remaining ones that have occurred still have alternative views?
Well, let's take a look.
That was my question. I was checking the text. Are there major things to decide? Maybe we can address some of them now quickly, or...
This is Jamie.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I have no problem extending this call.
I can do it, but I can't do it longer than a half hour. I've got way too much to do.
This is Ken. In the next 30 minutes, this is Ken. Let's see if we can, in fact, really just skip through. All right. In 6.3.1, I had suggested that we could take the goals out. Does anybody have a problem with that?
And why did you want to take them out?
Well, it was basically, Liz basically said we got to keep this document as short as possible and look for ways the things we can take out. And when I was going through it, I said, well, I'm not sure we have to say what our team goals were in producing the methodology. We have developed a methodology that, in fact, is user-friendly and does produce, but we don't have to say what all those goals were. We could do that in an explanation.
Okay.
Okay?
That's fine.
Okay. Okay.
Fine.
Okay. Now, sliding on down. That was just a small one. I added some steps in 6.3.3. First step before prioritization, confirm the list. 2 and 3 were the same, and then 4, publish the rankings. That seems pretty minor. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now in 6.3.4 has to do with frequency. Right. So we said a formal prioritization rating would be conducted once per fiscal year to be approved at the meeting. And it can be conducted more frequently if recommended by the chair and approved by the council. We have some comments there. And Chuck said it should suffice to simply use the default voting threshold. If that's not achieved, then prioritizations would not be conducted more frequently. So is everybody okay with using to taking a vote? Do we have to say it that way?
I would like Chuck to explain because I'm not sure I understood, but
let me look back at what I was commenting on. Make sure I was commenting on the right thing in the right place.
While he's thinking, this is Ken. I had some language in there about putting in rough consensus and da da da, I took all that out after Chuck put his comment in.
Oh, that's why I'm missing it. Yeah, I definitely did not think we should be talking about rough consensus, which has no definition and so forth. We should use the existing voting threshold. So you've actually fixed the problem that I was concerned about.
I attempted to. That's right. This is Ken.
Yeah.
But I remembered that in Nairobi there was a lot of discussion that I think it was Wolf that was saying we shouldn't use voting. And we should only use consensus, and the group should just talk about it. So that's why I wrote it that way.
Well, then you've got to define consensus and rough consensus, and that they are not defined.
Yeah. This is Ken. I'm okay with it the way it is now. I guess the question is, are we okay? Is the team okay, and do we think we've done justice to Wolf's issue if we leave it this way?
Yes. I think we could live voting without referring to voting thresholds. I mean,
this is Ken. The voting threshold is already defined for anything in the. This would fall under the default voting threshold of the council.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I'm okay with that. Yes.
Okay. Then I think we're done with 6.3.4. 6.3.5. A. Okay, right. Now this is, I have a comment in here. When we talk about the procedures, during one of our earlier meetings, we defined a bunch of questions that would be asked when a new project comes up. And these questions strike me as being operational questions that are as part of the council's management responsibility, but not specifically related to the prioritization exercise, unless somebody's got a different view.
Yeah. You already noticed that for me it's kind of difficult to make this separation. It's not very clear between prioritization and management. I mean, prioritization is such important part of the management process.
Yeah, this is Ken. I quite agree that it is, but I see it as a different step. You can prioritize and then not manage, and you can manage and not prioritize. But what we've decided is we should prioritize and then use that information in the management, right? And so I'm just wondering, tell you what, you know, why don't I just delete my comment for now? I'm the only one that had it. Nobody commented on it.
Ken, this is Olga. What apart from your comment, what's your proposal with this part of the text?
Move it to a new section that hasn't been written yet. In other words, we would build another section that says, now that the prioritization is done, here's what the council should do with the data. And here are some questions that should be asked, like, for example, when new projects come up. And here's questions that should be asked as categories change. Here's how categories change, and here's what the implications of those. And then there's the whole other set of materials around tools. I mean, how will the council know how much resource has been put on Project A versus Project B, and how many resources are assigned there, and all of that kind of stuff. So, the if you think about what a project manager needs to do a job, that would be the whole area of what the council is going to need to actually do anything once the priorities are set.
Well, this is Olga. Are we having time to do this other part of the document with the time constraints that we have for presenting this document to the council?
Yeah. This is Ken. I
have a totally different question on this. I'm not sure it can be moved. Because the more we go through this exercise of trying to work on priorities, and we have a real live example in front of us right now with the VI PDP working group. You know, regardless of what we can do all we want on prioritization, and I think that's important. But when it comes down to it, the questions you're asking in A are really important before we make a decision on a PDP, regardless of how it might have come out in the prioritization exercise. You know, what types of resources do we need? Are they available? Are there sufficient staff and community resources? That's what it really comes down to. And if we look, you know, if we would have just done a prioritization exercise before we made a decision on the PDP for VI, we'd have probably said, hey, we don't have the bandwidth.
Yeah.
Now look what's happened. We have 50, 60 people willing to work. Staff has assigned some resources to it. So if it came out low on the prioritization list, would we have put it aside? So somewhere along the line, we have to look at present reality and evaluate the availability of resources before we make any final decisions. And that's not going to come out of a prioritization exercise.
This is Ken. I completely agree with everything that you just said. The issue in the question in the comment relates to the structure of the document and where things belong, right? So we're going to do a prioritization. You're asking valid questions, and these questions here in this section are all about the management aspects of it, not the prioritization.
And I'm disagreeing with you.
Oh, all right.
I'm saying that they have everything to do with prioritization, because they have to do with whether or not we need to prioritize. Because if we've got enough resources, then why do we need to prioritize? And in this particular case, the VI PDP, it appears that there's enough resources. Doesn't even come into question. In fact, we have more than we know what to deal, how to handle.
In the interest of time, this is Ken. I'm perfectly happy to delete my comment. So I would suggest for the time being we table that. I'll delete my comment out of the document, and I would propose to move to the next comment, the next issue.
With one exception, this is Rob. If I can just interject real quick, there's plenty of resources now for the VI, but that means something will fall off the list. And I guess the issue then becomes, you know, do you formalize that process or not?
Yeah. No, it's a valid point, and that's been one of my concerns. I'm watching this thing go on. Okay, a lot of these people are on multiple groups that are doing this. How is that going to affect everything else?
So let's grab victory while we can. Ken's backing off on this thing.
I definitely am.
But this is Jamie. I was kind of liking Ken's line of reasoning that one thing is prioritization and another thing is management. And I declare that I had problems making this distinction. But if I understand, you were suggesting to remove this from this section, from this document, leave it for another work that would be done after our prioritization. Is that Ken?
That was the original thrust of my comment, but I think in the interest of time, it's probably not necessary. And as this whole effort, this prioritization effort, evolves and matures, there'll be time to go back and attempt to do that later.
Yeah, and it seems to me that these questions need to be asked before we even do a prioritization exercise when we're looking at a specific project.
So
a new project in particular.
So this is Olga. We are keeping the text in this part of the document?
This is Ken, yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm okay with that.
Ken is suggesting to have to maintain. Well, Ken, the problem is that you convince me of something, then you have the burden.
I'm sorry, but I'm sensing the time. I know how much we have to get done. We've got a deadline coming up, and as Rob Hogarth recently reminded me, we don't want perfection to be the enemy of the good. That's an old expression.
you know that I'm a guy that is not constrained by pressure. You know, I think we should do what we are. We think it's better to be done, and to give some thought to the question here is that you convinced me that management and prioritization are two things apart, and well, I think removing this to another. Is something that should be considered. Chuck, as I understand, your disagreement is that these considerations shall be taken in the first prioritization?
Yeah, I think they're almost questions that need to be don't need to be managed afterwards. Maybe they need to be managed afterward also, but need to be looked at up front.
Okay, but the questions could be moved to another part of the document, and I think what Ken is was suggesting, now he removed his suggestion, is to leave all consideration of new projects to another document. This doesn't mean that these questions that are good questions can be put as orientations in another part of this document here. And this is something that
I thought I understood being suggested that it would be moved to something like a project management document rather than as part of the prioritization project, and it seems to me that these are all critical questions to be asked in the prioritization effort.
Yeah, this is Ken. I'm gonna try to take a middle position here, without exactly because this section is titled "New Projects." We are basically maybe borrowing a little bit from the management world, just for the sake of the prioritization. So what we're saying here is this. And if I look at A and B together, this is the tie-in. A basically says, before you start work prioritization, you have to look at the new projects that come up. And the first thing you have to do is you've got to categorize them and you've got to classify them. And here are some questions that would be useful to ask in that process. Now, depending on the outcome of that analysis, if the project is approved and then it gets put in the prioritized list, then you go ahead and do a prioritization. If it's not, you don't. And so maybe what I'm doing is I think we can make an argument here that this new project methodology stuff, the management stuff, is pertaining to the prioritization effort and not to general management, which we could leave to a later section and a different time.
Right.
How's that?
Yeah. I appear to be missing some numbering in the document as I'm looking on the Adobe Connect thing. I go from section... there it is. This is section 3. No, never mind. I found it.
Okay.
I'm just on a different page, so I'm okay. So section 635 is new products, or new projects. Okay.
Yeah. And,
by the way, my question...
Well,
in the third bullet there, I don't understand that second question under A.
And I tried to write an answer to that in the comment right below it in blue. Do you see it?
Yeah.
I'm happy to read it.
Yeah, go ahead. It's really I'm trying to keep comments and text on the same screen, and it's really small to do that.
Yeah, what I wrote, Chuck, was, all right, well, let me just read the question. Originally it read, the full question says, should this new project have a deadline imposed, thus establishing urgency? If it is determined to be urgent, can any real consequences be identified that will cause the date to be perceived and treated as critical? And, Chuck, I'm not sure I understood what that was all about. And so the answer I wrote was, this question derived from some discussion that Jamie and I had regarding what causes urgency to be perceived as real. If there are no consequences associated with missing a deadline, then it is often treated as non-urgent. Assigning a date deadline by itself is frequently insufficient to propel teams to accomplish their tasks within a specific timeline.
And so what are real consequences? I mean, is a board deadline sufficient to be real consequences if we miss it?
The question asks if we could find any. It doesn't try to say what they are.
A board,
okay. All right.
I
at least understand the question, so that's okay. We don't need to belabor that.
Just a word of clarification. A board deadline would not surface, but a board decision would be a real consequence.
Okay. We can go on beyond that.
Okay. I'm just making a note to that effect so I don't forget. All right. So the next one was just fixing the nouns, as we already discussed. And then we're down to the last one. Okay. In that section B, little II. The last sentence says, if the chair determines that a specific rating is deemed necessary to proceed with the council's management responsibilities, then the chair will call for the new project to be formally rated per 6.3.3. And the comment was, 6.3.3 covers the full prioritization exercise. Is that what is intended here? And I wrote an answer that said, I did intend that the council would undertake the normal prioritization process, but perhaps it could be streamlined for a new project. For example, we could ask staff to recommend a provisional rating and then ask the council to approve it pending the next official prioritization effort. Anybody else have any other thoughts?
Well, I'm still dealing with your bigger question that it seems to me very good. You convinced me as to the removing of a project and the inclusion. I think it would be the much worse, much more a case of management than the removal of a project. The inclusion of a project much more a case of in the prioritized list. I mean, it will be included anyway. I mean, how is it included? It would be at the formal prioritization section. It
what
would not require...
Where are you at, Jamie?
I'm in the all 6.3.5. I'm referring to the new project.
Yeah, okay.
I would read the following Cam's reasoning, that he convinced me in this call of that management is different than prioritization. And then I would say that the inclusion of a new project in the prioritization session, we should treat this as something that will be proposed to be included. It works like we have in the 6.3.3, I think 6.2.3 is yes. to submission of salary committee to modify any classification if needed and approve the final prioritized and non-prioritized list. Well, if a project is included, it will be on the list. Well, okay. And this question should be treated as factors. I think they are mixed with new factors here. And they are already in the factors, important and difficult. I'm sorry for being such a... But I cannot just for the sake of hurry pass by my feeling that I want to share with you.
So where would these questions show up in our document?
This is Ken.
They pertain to the factors that should be considered when doing a prioritization.
But they are not there now.
Well, they can be. They are pertaining to difficulty, except for deadline, that pertains to important value.
Yeah, I'm not sure they're captured well under difficulty, but
this is Olga. Jamie, I'm not sure that I followed you completely. What is that you're proposing?
Well, I'm following Ken's proposal of removing the consideration
the
of new projects. Not only the question. All the consideration of new projects from this document and leave if and I wonder if this question if the question if they are it seems to me that Chuck's making a point that they are very useful and very necessary to be considered and I would move them to enlarge the factors. But I'm sorry to be complicating things.
This is Ken. I want to see if I can suggest a simplification that might work for everybody. Do we all agree that before a formal prioritization occurs, which is the substance of the document we're writing, that we should take into consideration anything that might affect the prioritization? And if we agree that that's true, then maybe all this material shouldn't be under a new project section. It should be under factors affecting the prioritization effort. And new projects is only one of them. Changes to classifications is another. And we've already talked about that. What I was proposing to do is to harmonize all of the things that might influence a prioritization and put them under step one of the methodology. All right, so down if you look above in 633 general procedure, the first step is to confirm the prioritized project list. That could have substeps to it. And substep A could be to take into account any changes that have occurred to the project that might affect its position in category A or category B or its classification.
Yep.
A second step would be, are there any new projects that need to be added or not? And in that section, we say, now, before you decide whether to add a new project, here are some questions you should ask yourselves. And that's where we would put those. So maybe what I'm suggesting is moving the new project section and incorporating it into the methodology where it belongs as part of confirmation of the project list. Now it belongs under the prioritization section.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but this leaves us with the same problem. Okay, I agree.
As long
with
as they're
you.
Captured somewhere, I'm okay with that. I think they're critical things to consider.
This is Olga. I agree that it should go first.
Yeah, I agree also.
I'm sorry. Okay. I can't. Olga, I'm sorry. I didn't hear your comment.
That I agree with you.
Oh, Okay.
Hey, that's a good one.
I was going to suggest that let me take the material in new projects, all that material, and reconstitute it as part of the methodology and not its own like a category of, because it doesn't flow properly and it's out of context. And what I would try to do is put it in context as part of the prioritization effort so that it makes sense. And we won't spend a lot of time dwelling on the managerial aspects of it. We're only talking about the factors that affect the prioritization itself.
And the prioritized project list.
Yes, sir.
I mean, yes, okay.
Okay.
And so I will submit a new draft with that in mind.
Did we, this is Olga, did we solve the last comment? I'm not sure that we agreed in it. Last one, it's section EE in 6.6. Well, the very last one.
Mm-hmm. That's
did
what
we talk
is,
about
this
it?
Is the one.
Okay.
Yes, this is the one. I would ask Ken that you consider also in this step the removal of the procedure for the removal of projects because of the new classification. There will be a list of projects to be removed and that should be accepted.
And that should be a relatively easy step in most cases.
Yes.
Okay, this is Olga. It's half an hour more than our time, and I personally have to leave, and I know that you are also very busy. So, Ken, I would suggest the following. Send us a new draft with all these discussions and suggestions that we may have had, and it could be good if we agree with it in the list or just make suggestions of changes or deletions in the list and work on this document and have it finished for our next call and we move forward. That would be very good if we are able to.
Yes, I just want to call your attention to the fact we have two more Monday meetings before the 13th. And
yes.
So we have to nail this one down and the annex between now and 2 weeks from now if we're going to meet that deadline so we can turn the document over to the council on the 13th, 8 days before their meeting.
Ben.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great. I'll summarize all that, put it in an email, and I'll get a new draft out directly.
Thanks, everybody.
Our next
thank
goal
you.
Is
Sorry.
Be on the...
Yes, I'll put that in. Jamie, this is Ken. Sorry, yeah, I'll put that on the. It'll be the 29th. Are you there? No, I guess not.
29th at 9:00. Would you see?
Yeah, I think it's the 29th, Gisela.
Yes, it's Monday the 29th.
Yeah,
I don't think Olga's going to be able to join us, but.
No, I won't join on Monday, but I'll follow. I'll follow what you're doing after the call, and I join in the next call.
Terrific.
All right. Talk to you later.
Okay. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Ken. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.